Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, my bookie. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, June 18, 2025. Thank you for downloading. A special guest of sorts. I put that in air quotes because he's not a guest on this podcast. I was a guest on his podcast, or the podcast that he is a regular contributor toward. John Anderson, longtime ESPN SportsCenter anchor, works with a guy by the name of Trevor Thomas. Handsome fella, deep voice. And Trevor has started something called the Inside Wisconsin Podcast. You can look for it by just Googling Trevor Thomas, Inside Wisconsin. And it is a really good podcast that deals with all things Wisconsin. So he had me on, Trevor did, with John Anderson, who is from Green Bay, to talk about my history of why is it that I am now doing radio full-time, morning radio full-time for a station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. How that came about and everything else. I did an hour and 7 minutes with them. And I'm thinking, man, you know, Trevor's like, all right, well, you know, this should take about 30 or 40 minutes. And I go, yeah, 20 minutes sounds great. I mean, I always am very sensitive. When I try to get people on this podcast, I sell them on, okay, 20 minutes, you can hang up on me literally at 20 minutes. Sometimes I'll lie and say, 15 minutes, that's all I've got time for. Can I hit you up for it? Because we'd all just be doing each other's podcasts all day for no money whatsoever. So either you're going to like me using about a 12-minute excerpt and then telling you, hey, for the full hour and 7 minutes, please go to Inside Wisconsin and look for my interview with them. Either going to like it and say, I like that. That's fine. That was good. Do more of this when you go on other podcasts with other people that are interesting and notable. Use an excerpt on this, the ZABE cast. I'm all about it. It's a teaser, if you will. Or you're going to say, this is cheating. You're just not booking your own guests anymore. Boo. Why don't you get John Anderson on your podcast and you can ask him questions? I think it's interesting because I'm the one that is returning serve. I'm the one that's answering the questions at the direction and the angle that he gives them to me. So it was a fun conversation. I genuinely, for the longest time, really liked John Anderson on SportsCenter because, to me, he was like the Midwest Dan Patrick. Excellent writing, very smooth, dry, at times wry delivery, just very good. When there was a John Anderson SportsCenter, you're like, we're getting a good one tonight. And why at 60 years old, still with a great head of hair, he's still not on ESPN, that's for him to explain. Although he did tell me that basically, look, you know, I'd done it for quite a while. I'd done well. Time to do other things. And he also mentioned there wasn't as much of an appreciation for what he called, quote, institutional knowledge at the Worldwide Leader. I think that's true about many outlets. They don't care about the institutional knowledge. I know from my own experience, I've got all this stuff, all these sports things in my brain over the years that, is there any value to it? In theory, yeah, because I can connect the dots going back in time. Like, for example, last night when the Pacers went down to the Thunder, you had Halliburton, who finished the game with no field goals. 4 points, no field goals. First All-NBA player to finish a finals game with no field goals since like the 50s or something like that. And when they had in TJ McConnell, who just a great basketball player, great, just a really good basketball player, always seems to make the right play. McConnell gave him a spark. McConnell was forcing the action. McConnell was not afraid to take big shots. And so they get this big comeback with TJ McConnell in the game, and then they go back to Halliburton. And people ripping, Rick Carlisle. Well, Rick Carlisle left more in the toilet, knowledge-wise, about basketball than any of us sitting here at home on the couch scritching the lint out of our navels. That said, there's always a reason as to why coaches sometimes do this. And the theory that my colleague Brian Butch had was simply, well, he wanted to go with his guys. He wanted to go with those who brung him. He wanted to show loyalty to his players. And I said, aha, I've seen that before in numerous cases. And it's a trait that happens in sports. It's something that coaches and managers do. And it often ends up screwing them because they lose the game, because they overthink it. They don't actually put in the best player that could help them in the moment. They defer and they revert to loyalty. That's the kind of institutional knowledge I'm talking about. I remember when the manager for the Nationals, Dusty Baker, started Jason Worth in left field for a crucial game 5 in the postseason because he's like, I got to trust a veteran who's been there. Well, Jason Worth at that point in his career was luggage. He was, might as well have been sponsored by Samsonite. Yet he went with him in left field, and he predictably didn't do shit, and they lost the game. So those are the kind of things that you remember. Loyalty. Like when Krzyzewski had a chance to draw up a game-winning play against UConn in the NCAA final, he drew it up for Trajan Langdon, his fourth-year senior shooting guard from Alaska. But he was Langdon more of a spot-up shooter. He had a freshman named Corey Maggette who would go on to be a lottery pick in the NBA that had the kind of explosiveness, the kind of the handle, the dribble, to get a shot. Well, Langdon got the ball and then promptly dribbled off his leg and they lost the game. But afterwards, Krzyzewski said, I would give it to him every time because he's been with me through the wars. That's the thinking a lot of times with coaches. They overthink it and they go with loyalty over what's best in the moment. But anyway, John Anderson coming up here in just a bit, or my chat with Trevor and John, an excerpt, 12 minutes of a 1 hour and 7 minute conversation. So if you want even more of me, and who doesn't, well then by golly, you can go find it at Inside Wisconsin. Let's talk about ring culture for a quick second, shall we? I think it's dumb. Only one team gets a ring at the end of every season. And so therefore, by simple numerical logic, many great players in all sports end up without a ring every year. So what? And especially when it comes to team sports, not having a ring has a lot to do with those around you. Well, LeBron James weighed in on this on the podcast Mind the Game with Steve Nash, and here was LeBron talking about, quote, ring culture.
It's funny, yeah, I don't know. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or, well, Manning has two rings, but whatever.
Telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time, or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things, you know? I don't know. Did Barry Bonds win a World Series? I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. You can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. I mean, Jerry West, I think, went to like 9 straight NBA Finals.
Right. The logo.
And was only able to win one. And he's the logo of our league.
Yeah.
So you can't sit here and tell me that, okay, well, because he only won one, the guy can't be in the same room with the guy who won 2 or 3 or 4. Like, why not? This guy, he's our logo.
Yeah. Of course, these are largely straw man arguments because I've never run into a real human being sitting on a real bar stool drinking a real beer that would say, yeah, this guy doesn't belong because he only won one ring. They're talking about hypothetical, mythical arguments that may or may not exist. I don't hear them much because I don't associate with morons. Because anyone with a brain would say, yeah, okay, well, right, but great players, a lot of them never won anything. Never won championships. It just is what it is. Of course, LeBron is getting ripped because who was the biggest ring chaser out there other than LeBron? What did LeBron say when he went to Miami, famously, when he took his talents to South Beach?
Also know you three kings came down here to win championships. Not one, championships.
Not two.
LeBron, tell us about that.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven. Hey, and when I say that, I really believe it.
So it's a bit much for LeBron now to be criticizing those who talk about, quote, ring culture. Rafael Devers had his introductory presser in San Francisco. Guess what he said? He'll be willing to play first base. Ain't that some shit. The Red Sox have to be going, wait, what? Thought we were through this with you. Caitlin Clark in another on-court scuffle. This was Tuesday night against Phoenix when Marina Mabry decided to knock her to the ground.
Watch when Caitlin Clark is trying to create some space. It looked like she just got hit in the eye there.
Ooh, and Marina Mabry. I missed that one, Edona.
Oh, I missed that one, too. Yeah, it looked like Caitlin got hit hard, both by J.C. Sheldon and Marina Mabry there.
All right, I mistook the orange lettering and the word sun for Phoenix. No, it's the Connecticut Sun. In the WNBA. There was a bunch of technicals and nobody got kicked out of the game. Clark got hit in the face by her defender. They had a brief chest-to-chest bump and a half-hearted push. That then drew other players into the fray. One of the players for the Connecticut Sun, a larger black girl, came up and started wagging her finger in Caitlin Clark's face. Then Mabry, who's white, came over and did the body check, followed by the hands up move, like, ooh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you. And Caitlin Clark flopped. Caitlin Clark is a phenomenal athlete and a phenom on the sports landscape, but she is also a world-class flopper. I mean, a shameless, unbelievable flopper as well. And that has to be noted. But nobody was kicked out of the game. I know the league doesn't want to give one player, quote-unquote, preferential treatment, and you don't want to bubble wrap, per se, Caitlin Clark, but it's kind of ridiculous the degree to which they go the opposite direction, that she is still being hazed and bullied and knocked around like this when she is so responsible for so much of the league's current rise in popularity. But okay, we'll see what happens. Dateline Pittsburgh, did Rodgers really get married? Some will say I'm obsessing about this. I think I'm just having natural curiosity. A high-profile athlete who's never been married says he has been married. Or, more accurately, I didn't say the word married, but just responded by saying, yeah, it's been a couple of months, as somebody asked about the ring on his finger. According to new sources, New York Post, Aaron Rodgers' family does not believe he got married, and public legal records show that Aaron is also not married. Nobody has seen a photo of this Brittany woman and know nothing about her, where she's from, what she does, who she is, or anything. If you want to say, oh, stay out of his personal life, hey man, I'm not in it. I'm just, he's a public figure and I'm curious. These are the kind of things I want to know about. Dateline prison. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, has reported to federal prison in Pennsylvania, where he will start to serve a 57-month stretch in Club Fed for bank fraud and tax crimes. This related to the alleged $17 million he allegedly stole from Ohtani to cover his, they say, massive gambling debts. Right. I wonder how much of the 57 months he will serve, but this instantly brought upon discussion amongst the fellas of, so you know that Shohei's got to be hooking him up, that Shohei's career was hanging in the balance if Ipe didn't say, this was me, and said, no, it was the modern-day Japanese Babe Ruth on steroids gambling, so go ahead and ban him for life. I dare you, MLB. It was Ipe who took the fall. It was Ipe who listened to the immortal words of Chris Carter when it came to, you got to have a fall guy. So the assumption is that, well, that Shohei is going to take care of Ipe and his family when this thing is all over, to the tune of who knows how many millions of dollars. I don't think you can have that in writing, and I think you would have to hope that Shohei is a man of his word. But let's say he only does half of the 57 months. Let's say he does 2.5 years. Could you do 2.5 years for, say, $10 million? Club Fed, too. So it's not, you're going to be with, not going to be with violent criminals. You're going to be with fellow tax cheats and frauds and bank guys and gals and maybe Martha Stewart, whatever. Could you do it? What's your price? There's this highlight. It's from the Oakland A's game against the Athletics. Oakland A's, the Oakland Athletics, the Sacramento Athletics in their minor league park in Sacramento against the Houston Astros, a walk-off bomb called by the Athletics female play-by-play voice. I I mean, just absurd. As the poster of this highlight said, I'm not anti-woman commentator by any means, but every single big call this lady has for Oakland is just an atrocious clip every single time. Well, I am not anti-woman commentator in sports per se. I'm just pro-casting a certain type for the role. Just like I want my Santa Clauses to be fat, jolly, white, and with a beard. I want my play-by-play announcers in sports to be men with big pipes and a lot of experience. I don't want them to be former athletes. I want them to be committed to the job and the art of calling play-by-play, and they need to have some oomph, some punch, some gravitas. That's the way I would cast that role. Why? It sounds better. A woman, no matter how much she tries, is not going to have that same kind of punch. But hey, we're supposed to believe, well, anyone can do it. Why not? It's good. That's a good call. It's just a simple casting thing. This is an entertainment product, sports. I want my Santas to be fat, white, and jolly with a beard. Nothing personal. The Green Bay Packers have a new boss, at least a new team president. It'll be Ed Policy, who has been groomed for the role to take over for one Mark Murphy, because the Packers have a clause that says that their team president must step down at a certain age. I believe it's 65, 67, something like that. Hold on, let's look that up right now. Packers clause, president step down. And AI generating, 70 is the number. So 70 is the number, and it'll be Mark Murphy stepping down. Could have stayed longer. Now, the president has power. They can shape the direction of the franchise. They're not the owner, though, because the Packers are the miracle child of the ownerless NFL franchise. And don't tell me about, I'm a shareholder, I'm an owner. Yes, of course. We all who bought the piece of paper have a piece of paper. We get invited to the shareholder meeting every year. If you want to go or not, still costs money for a hot dog. That said, or bratwurst, I should say. That said, Murphy was very successful in the broad scope of his tenure, navigating through a couple of quarterback changes from Favre to Rodgers, then Rodgers as well to Love, and has left the franchise in far better shape. He also oversaw and navigated a vast expansion of the Disneyland-like empire that is Lambeau Field and the surrounding area. And Mark Murphy, former Redskin great. So the intertwining of my former lifelong boyhood franchise, the Redskins, who died due to stupid political correctness and reasons that can't be explained, and the mismanagement of Dan Snyder. A new team has been born called the Commanders, and they had a very good season. And I hope they have another good season, and I really like Jaden Daniels. And for those of you that root for the Commanders, God bless you. I'm rooting for you. Nothing against you. But you know my stance. I'm out. But the intertwinement between the Redskins and the Packers has multiple layers, Murphy being one of those layers, as well as Vince Lombardi coming from Green Bay to Washington for just one brief year before cancer unfortunately took him away from the world. And had he been permitted to stay, had he survived cancer, then he could have done amazing things in Washington. But one of the things that Policy said, he goes, I got three main commitments. One was, the number one commitment was win football games. Number two was to keep the Packers in Green Bay. And many people are like, is that still a thing? And it's just part of the ethos of never letting your guard down. I think it's unthinkable at this point that you would ever remove the Green Bay Packers from Green Bay, Wisconsin. But I guess you got to say it as the new team president to once again reinforce that this is not something that is guaranteed by the Constitution, that it must be cared after with constant vigilance. so that one day you won't go, how do we get to this point where they're moving somewhere else? Quick break. When we come back, my chat with John Anderson on Trevor Thomas's podcast. You're listening to the Zabecast. You've heard the saying a million times, the best offense is a good defense. But those words of wisdom extend far beyond sports. In life, the best defense is making sure your life insurance policy is right for you. That's why I go to SelectQuote for the best coverage at the best price. Now that's what I call a power play. Unlike other one-size-fits-all life insurance companies, SelectQuote's licensed agents work for you in as little as 15 minutes. They'll compare policies from top-rated carriers to find you the best fit for your health and your budget. And they work for you for free. No medical exam? No problem. They partner with providers offering same-day coverage up to $2 million without needing to visit your doctor. Get the right life insurance for you for less. And save more than 50% at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Save more than 50% on term life insurance at SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone, all with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, my bookie. My bookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. Good to see you, boys. John Anderson.
If you say it fast.
Me.
Pardon me?
I've seen you on TV.
Yeah, not for a while, man. We're coming up on a whole year that I've disappeared, and I am not mad at everything. Everybody. So... at first he says Steve Saban. I thought, no, the NFL films guy has passed away. I don't know how you're doing this, but that seems creepy. But so I'm glad that we got this all straightened out now and we're clear in my mind that we're not coming from wherever's at Laurel, New Jersey or whatever.
Yeah, the great Steve Sable. I assume, John, you met Steve over the years?
Briefly, just briefly in passing one time, you know. And that's it. But those guys have, he and his dad, man, they made the mythology of the league, did they not?
Amazing, yeah. I had one of the most wonderful encounters that I was a little bit terrified of with Steve Sable at the Super Bowl one year, Radio Row. And he's doing the rounds, obviously, and he comes up to me at the Fox Sports radio table. and his eyes light up. He's like, Zabe. And I'm like, wow. Because, you know, I put Steve Sable boys up in the firmament of media geniuses. You know, he hung the moon with what he did. And so he says to me, he goes, oh, man, I listen to you in the mornings on Fox going into the, you know, NFL Films headquarters in New Jersey. I love the stuff that you do. Now, when he said that, I'm like, well, I think I'm using a lot of your NFL Films copyright music probably without permission. So part of me was like, oh, God, I hope he's not going to, like, rip me a new one. But no, he just appreciated it because anytime I would get NFL Films mic'd up stuff or their, you know, their features or their documentaries, I'd play them up, you know, because they were just so good. Yeah, so it's really nice to have him, of all people, just at least in passing, know who I was and have a nice word to say.
Yeah, that is great. I think, what is it? Homonyms are nice when it sounds that way. So, hey, can you do me a favor? Could you tell Brian Butch that Green Bay is way better than Appleton? Do you have a line to that guy? Because we're kind of not, Trev knows, we're not square on this at all.
No, we're not.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's get into this here because I'm a non-native, so I'm still learning the land. I know the difference between Oconomowoc and Wauwatosa.
Sure.
But I have not fully figured out, John or Trevor, the whole relationship between Green Bay and Appleton. I know they get smushed together in a certain way. They get conflated to some degree. What's going on?
Well, and he seems to think that because, like, when visiting teams come to play the Packers, that they stay in Appleton as some sort of feather in the cap that wins the argument. And my thought is the fact that they actually play the football games in Green Bay, where the stadium is and the first name of the franchise is reflected, that seems to me to be a more powerful argument that my city is better than his, although they do have a mall, I guess, that people are fond of. But, yeah, I don't know. He's just delusional is what he is. And I appreciate anybody that would like to defend their hometown. I'm very fond of everybody, whether it's Oconomowoc. Listen, whether it's Sabisky Corners or Little Shoot, like, I like them all. I'm just saying in this particular rivalry, there's not a rivalry to be had. And Butch is standing on very, very thin ice.
Yeah, it's that pride thing between the cities. So you, John, are from where exactly?
I am from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am not a suburb kid from
DePere. You're not DePere. You're not Ashwaubenon.
No, not Alloway. I am proper. See,
sorry about the balloon launch there.
No, celebrate that. No, people celebrate and they should. That is the appropriate response. That's usually what happens when I tell people about Green Bay. It's usually seashells and balloons, as Al McGuire would say.
All right. So, Trevor, you're from Green. Are you from Green Bay proper?
Nope. I'm from Johnson Creek, Jefferson County, halfway between Madison and Milwaukee.
Oh,
the town's so small they have to identify the county. Otherwise, they'd just be like,
that's tiny for sure. Nobody, I think there's 44 in my graduation.
Brown County. No, they don't. They just say they're from Green Bay. We don't have to, but they, I'm not a consolidated school guy.
So you've lived, Trevor, in Green Bay for how many years now?
DePere, almost 20 years. We moved to DePere in January of 2007. I got a job up here in October of 2006. So I can hear you when you say that you're not a native of Wisconsin. I'm not a native of Northeast Wisconsin like John is, but the divide between Appleton and Green Bay is Wrightstown. There's a town called Wrightstown, and it is right there. So if you are Wrightstown North, you're Green Bay proper and all things Green Bay Metro. If you are South, it is the Fox Valley. And there's not a lot of people that go across that line. Kind of like a river here in DePere, but we don't got time for that.
That is crazy. I had no idea that Green Bay and Appleton had a low-key rivalry going on.
A little bit.
But I'm going to bring this right back to Butchie and say, what's up with that? Because your boy Anderson says, you better come correct. The Packers play in Green Bay. Other teams come to Green Bay. Stadium's in Green Bay. So what that you got a Hilton down there?
That rant from him will be terrific.
Trevor, can you hear it already? Oh, God, gee, come on. You know.
The gravel and everything, that's perfect. So, Zabe, you mentioned it earlier. You do the mornings with Brian Butch, the Steve Zabin Show statewide on the Game Radio Network. It's 9 different signals across the state. But it all started in 94 with Bob and Brian on Laser 103. In 1994, I think I was in fifth grade. I'm not trying to make you feel old. I'm just saying I actually grew up listening to you on Bob and Brian. I remember some of the shticks that you did. There was one moment, I think you were talking about a swimmer that had a connection to either some Olympic swim, and you said out loud on the radio, "Seriously, guys, she's super attractive. Google her wet, Google her dry. It doesn't matter." And then there was a pause, and you went, "Ooh, that was dirty. I didn't mean for that to be dirty. But I love that segment on Bob and Brian, and I feel like that is what the morning show with you and Butch has turned into, is just the 20, 30, or 40-minute segment that you did is now 3 hours long.
I believe the swimmer you were talking about was Dana Torres. I had a thing for her. She was my type. Very athletic.
Google her wet.
Yeah, you could Google her wet, Google her dry. You know, who knows if she was on some kind of performance-enhancing stuff, but, I mean, she was like the textbook picture of a swimmer with that V torso and just muscles and everything else. So, yeah, probably her.
Outstanding. I remember, like yesterday.
You remember the bit about the Bartman bit and the Steeds of Vengeance?
No. Bring it back, though. That's great.
So the Steeds of Vengeance was a good one because, you know, Bartman unraveled. He kind of opened the portal of every, you know, Cubs ghost and demon along the way. And I think I put together this. I went back and I noticed some other things the Cubs had done that had rubbed people the wrong way. You know, they started building all those rooftop bars across the street and trying to control them. And I said, man, you are messing with the gods here. Like, you are messing with karma here. You're the team that has never won. And so I talked about the Steeds of Vengeance that were going to come to haunt the Cubs. And that Bartman was one of them. It was a whole big spiel, but it was funny.
That's great.
Can I pick up on something there when you talked about Dana Torres are people that you kind of that you can speak about. And I got in trouble one time because I wrote a lead in that people thought wasn't terribly flattering about Michelle Wee because it was on our age for graduation and she was 18 and shouldn't pick on 18-year-old young ladies. And my argument was she's a pro. Right now, the context in which I referred to her because she was not playing well was she was a pro. And we went around and around, and I'm like, okay, this is not the hill I want to die on, but I think you guys are super wrong. NIL coming in. I feel like this opens now. I respect college kids and that, great, but if you're going to take $6.2 million or something like that and you miss a shot or you do something stupid, even if you're 18, I don't know. I feel like that has given me some license now that I can treat you like I treat Jair Alexander or Romeo Doubs or whomever else. I just curious as how you see some of the shift in what's happening is what we can and cannot say that would be deemed appropriate, mean, or otherwise.
Oh, I totally agree. And I think that's going to be a fascinating thing to watch going forward about the dynamic of what do people say about certain athletes. Now, you being on a much higher perch in the ecosystem, being on SportsCenter, I can understand the sensitivity of that. And the whole Michelle Wee thing was a fascinating phenomenon because she's a really sweet girl and good person, but her parents were basically perpetrating a fraud that too many in the media went along with, that she could play with the men. Mm-hmm. And it enriched her along the way, but it was a farce for anybody who knows golf. So that was a tricky one because you didn't want to attack her personally, but the whole thing was a joke. I mean, she's getting stretchered out because of heat exhaustion at the John Deere and shooting 80. And you're like, well, what are we doing here exactly? But as far as the NIL stuff goes, yeah, I mean, the whole college world, it's hurtling. I say, John, it's hurtling towards a lockout and then a high school draft. And people say, oh, come on. And I go, well, look at ding, 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 all these things that have happened. I point and I go, you are here.
Yeah.
We're here on that list of ding, 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 ding. Because when Texas Tech says they're going to have a $55 million athletics budget to pay the players, which is way above the $20 million, and that's before the lawsuits have even been resolved about Title IX and the women's programs and everything else, where do you think it's headed? And so that's going to split everything in two. A bunch of schools like the Stanfords and Vanderbilts are going to probably cry uncle and say, we can't compete with this. Let's get out. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have a whole new system. And then whoever is left is going to say, well, we don't want to have to try to recruit. We should just have a high school draft. We're paying them. We're paying him $1.5 million, $2 million, $3 million. Why shouldn't I be able to draft a guy out of high school and say, hey, you're an Aggie. Hey, you're a Blue Devil. And call it a pro league. But we're not there yet.
Not yet.
Right around the corner.
You are here, though.
All right. We'll wrap it up with Zabe on the Inside Wisconsin Show in just a bit. Stay here. Good. All right. Last one.
Do you know the Dr. Frank Stableford story?
No, who invented the scoring system?
Yeah.
No.
I'm on with the great Dave Revson of the Big Ten Network. And we're doing a lead-in, and they're doing the Stableford. I said, so here's the thing about Dr. Stableford. He's this British guy, and he thought people needed to get more joy out of the game because it was hard. And so he went to this let's go to points, and his whole thing was it was going to make it more fun and more playable. And the thing about Dr. Stableford was eventually he perished. He took his own life, right? And so I'm telling this story, and as I pause,
you're going to laugh. Right? Mental health is not a laughing matter, but the guy that's
but
like,
luckily, hey, this is 20 years ago. And so as I pause, Revson just goes, that's probably why they modified it. And I couldn't finish. I just had to stop. I'm like, just take the tape. Yeah, it was just, you want to talk about it, like, because usually you don't want to get in the other guy's area, right? It's you're respecting their character. And it was one of the most well-timed ever things. Yeah, that's probably why they modified it.
First formula made him kill himself, so we had to modify.
We're going to tweak this just a little bit because apparently it's not enhancing everyone's joy of the game.
No, we think the new scoring system has potential, but the first version was lethal. So
we got to switch out of that.
Let's wrap up on some odds and ends and a little dabble of the real world around us. Starting in Louisiana, the state will raise taxes on sports betting to divide $24 million across 11 state schools that have D1 football programs to help offset the costs of revenue sharing. A quarter of the revenue from the 21.5% tax on online betting profits will be split evenly between the schools. Unlike Illinois, that's just grabbing some money from gamblers to patch holes in their massive state budget, at least Louisiana's like, wow, we're going to tax you and then distribute that money so our programs in the great state will continue to thrive in the NIL and the pay-the-players movement of college athletics. It's 21.5% now. What will it go to when it's all said and done? Hold on to your wallets, bettors in Louisiana. Warner Brothers Discovery will, quote, significantly reduce CEO David Zaslav's compensation proposal after the initial number was, quote, firmly rejected by shareholders. What was the compensation proposal? $51.9 million. Warner Brothers stock is lagging as the company deals with TNT Sports losing its live NBA media rights, something that got set into motion when Zaslav, the big-mouthed idiot, said in an interview famously, well, we don't need the NBA. You do not say that. That got the league's hackles up, and they go, oh, really? Let's go ahead and call NBC back and say, hello, Peacock, I believe we may have an opening if you want to get back into the NBA business. Get ready for the heat dome. I need to create a sound effect for this, you know, like a ratcheting and a heat dome. Extreme humidity, not just extreme temperatures, will make headlines over the next week as a heat dome develops over 40 states spanning the Midwest all the way to the East Coast and all the way up into New England and southern Canada, bringing tropical rainforest-like conditions. Oh, fun. Heat dome in June. We're not even into July yet. Or August. Yay. Summer. Then there's the real world. Iran, Israel, World War III. Yeah. Not good. None of it is good. None of it is simple either. There are people on social media that claim to have all the answers one way or the other, and they don't. They don't even have any real grasp of what the actual situation is. We're living in a social media age, and I fight all the time to not take hardly anything as gospel now on social media. I think there are some useful follows that it inform and give you perspective. I've read some of them explaining the long and tortured history between the United States and Iran, and it's complicated. You have to be a real historian and somebody who really studies it to fully understand it. Before the mullahs took over following the 79 revolution, Iran was a pretty cool place for the most part. Of course, they hated the fact, the Iranians did, or at least a good chunk of the population, that they believe that the Shah had been installed by Western powers and that they didn't have a direct say in who they wanted to lead their country. But the country was much more free and open, and there are photos of Iranian women. I still think the most beautiful flavor in the world. Iranian women, Persian women, my God. And in full Western garb and no face masks, no nothing. And yeah, wouldn't it be nice if you could return Iran to that version with perhaps an elected leader that they feel is their choosing. But geopolitics are complicated and our hands as a country are very, very dirty in all of this. It is true that Iran is a global sponsor of worldwide terror and they are a bad actor. And no, a nuclear Iran is a terrifying prospect. However, I'm old enough to know that Iran has been months away, they say, from a nuclear weapon for probably 20 plus years. People have been pulling up news clips from 20 or more years ago going, oh, we think that Iran only has 6 months to go before they get a nuke. Well, how's that going? And then there are asshats like Lindsey Graham, who is so horny for war. It's disgusting. Lindsey Graham wants boots on the ground in Iran. U.S. boots. Quote, for our freedom, unquote, he says. Now, how many people know, and I didn't know this until just recently, that Lindsey Graham has no children, no grandchildren. Some speculate that he is actually gay, but in the closet. I don't know. I don't care. But to think that a U.S. senator who is long past his prime and should have been replaced many, many cycles ago is so eager for war with no kids of his own, no grandkids of his own, must be easy to do. It's disgusting and depressing. Even more so when you see guys who you kind of think are kind of smart. Ted Cruz, at times, says things I'm like, okay, I can get down with this. And then Tucker Carlson just humiliates him with this exchange during an interview.
How many people live in Iran, by the way? I don't know the population at all. No, I don't know the population. You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple? How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay, this is cute.
No, it's not even... You don't know anything about Iran. So actually,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who
claims you don't know anything about the country.
No, you don't know anything about the country. You're the one who claims they're not trying to murder Donald Trump.
You're the one
who can't figure out if it was a good idea to kill General Soleimani, and you said it was bad.
You don't believe they're trying to murder Trump.
Yes, I do.
Because you're not calling for military strikes against them in retaliation. And if you really believe that.
We're carrying out military strikes today.
You said Israel was.
Right, with our help. I'm said we. Israel is leading them, but we're supporting them.
Well, you're breaking news here because the U.S. government last night denied, the National Security Council spokesman Alex Pfeiffer denied on behalf of Trump that we were acting on Israel's behalf in any offensive capacity.
No, we're not bombing them. Israel's bombing them.
You just said we were.
We are supporting Israel.
This is high stakes. You're a senator. If you're saying the United States government is at war with Iran right now, people are listening.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, this is parody at this point. Somebody else posted a meme, if you ever feel useless, just remember the USA took four presidents, thousands of lives, trillions of dollars, and 20 years to replace the Taliban with the Taliban. Our record with regime change is so bad, we might as well be the Colorado Rockies. But hey, neocons got a neocon, right? And they want to get into this. And everyone's an expert. Oh, by the way, the State Department has said U.S. citizens should not travel to Iran under any circumstances. Well, good. Noted. I had a golf trip planned. I was a little bit surprised at the price. I was like, are we sure these courses look really nice? And I can't believe the price they're offering on this. This is amazing. Anyway, that's off. Maybe for another time. Okay, not looking good right now for the Oilers. Stanley Cup Final Game 6, elimination game for them. We are currently through two periods, 3-0 Panthers down in South Florida. So clear the strip mall for the parade around the Sbarro and the Home Goods, because it looks like the cup is going to stay in South Florida. Thank you so much for listening, and spread the word, rate, and review. It tickles the algorithmic overlords. Make sure to recommend to a friend and subscribe if you want to support the podcast on Fridays. $5 a month. And you get 12 months for the price of 11. You buy for a year. Cancel anytime. People email me not infrequently to go, hey, I'm having trouble canceling. Can you help me out? And I send them an email right back, and we get them untangled. Hopefully we'll have you back again at some point. Thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday, and we will see you next time.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it, it's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny Come Latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.